And welcome into the Poolside Railing Fantasy Football Podcast. We're sitting here, week two, about to enter the Monday night game. So we have a, week three. So we have a pretty good idea of week three standings and outcomes. It's just me at the moment. We'll see if anyone wants to pod later, but if not, I'm going to record this and send it out, and that'll be this week's pod, and it's just going to be my thoughts. I'll try to be unbiased and open to the possibilities, such as, you know, my own team sucking dick, but let's hop right into it. So first, you know, I'll just kind of maybe take us through the rankings. My power rankings and where we sit today, touch a little bit on each person's team, and go from there. So number one power ranking we have right here, I have JB up top. I think his team's elite, starting first and foremost with Lamar Jackson. He's back on his 2019 shit, just running and throwing like a fucking loose cannon, dropping 30 bombs, dropping 40 bombs, dropping, I think he dropped a 50 bomb, you know, one of these weeks, and just kind of looks unstoppable right now. Then he's got Cooper Kupp doing Cooper Kupp things. Cooper Kupp this week had his worst fantasy outing since December 20th of 2020, and he dropped 14 points. So it's just crazy, kind of looking at JB's team. Then with, my second place ranking, we got Joe Oka, Allentown. Again, another elite quarterback play. You know, some say that, early QB is going to make its way back into one quarterback formatting, the way that Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, and Lamar Jackson are playing right now, just dropping points on points on points. Joe's also got Lenny, who really hasn't done much, but, you know, puts up some solid points. Breece Hall, who's been okay so far. Who else does Joe have that's killing it? I mean, T. Higgins is putting up, you know, steady points again. JJ, nothing crazy, but putting up steady points. Julio Jones is okay. I mean, he's hurt now, as always. DK Metcalf is okay. Curtis Samuel out of really nowhere dropped a couple of bombs. But really, I think what's holding it together for Joe is his tight end play. Mark Andrews is still elite, probably the tight end one, and continuing on his tear. I got Joe clearly behind Jake at this point, just because some different people have popped for him each week, so it might not always be consistent. All right, then there's kind of a tier break. Probably next, third, I want to say Shu. I think his team is pretty elite. You know, he's got some elite wide receiver play with Diggs, Debo, who again hasn't done Debo things but has been pretty consistent. Marquise Brown, who's just getting hyper targeted. I think he's got like 28 targets in the last 2 weeks. And then his running backs are just holding it together right now, not doing much, but not sucking by any means. I think right behind Shu, we got Chubbs in fourth. Chubbs is one of those teams that can just drop 200 on you in a fucking any given week. I mean, Tyreek and Waddle just can go crazy. He's got Clyde, who's been okay. Jacobs, who's been okay. He's got J.K. Dobbins coming back, which is going to be a huge help to his running back room. Alan Lazard will catch some touchdowns. Allen Robinson will catch some touchdowns. But I think Chubbs is close, but definitely behind Shu in that aspect. Pat Mahomes doing okay for him. It's not bad. Next, I think we got LJ, unfortunately, which is pretty crazy to look back at the preseason rankings coming in at number 5. LJ's team has just been holding it down. I don't know what else to say. Nick Chubb is being a beast. Devin Singletary's okay. Damian Pierce is coming on to his own. Joe Burrow's been okay. Probably has better days ahead of him. Drake London, damn, what a great pick by LJ. Kind of makes you think that you know, I fucked up a bit with Burks, which sucks. You know, it really sucks just to go off on a tangent seeing Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Drake London, even Breece Hall, and then being like, fuck, I got Burks, dude. What the fuck? I still think he'll be okay. I still have expectations for him to be the best rookie wide receiver heading into next year, but we'll see. And then back to LJ, he's got Hopkins coming back, which I think will be a big boost to his team. I think Hopkins still has it. Tight end is okay. Coop, really, I think everyone overlooked Coop. But he's the wide receiver one with Brisket throwing the ball, so it's interesting. Now here's where we start to get into fucking I don't know land. Some people are higher in the rankings that shouldn't be, like Matt's 2-0 right now, but he is about to take his first loss. Sid, Kaz, Rubs are all 0-2, but I might have them all above Matt. And then Steve sitting at 1-1, which it's hard to tell, you know, with all these teams. So you got me, Matt, Sid, Rubs, and Steve. And honestly, I don't think I can really rank them. If I had to, it'd probably be... Fuck, probably be raw. I don't know. Rubs is kind of ass. You know, maybe I'd throw myself at 6, even though nah, I can't do that either. I'm ass too. Fuck. Taking a look at rosters now, just to make sure I'm not being an idiot. I'd probably throw Sid at 6. You know, with Kelsey, Amon-Ra, Elijah Moore hasn't done much, but it's got to change soon. He's a dog. Keenan Allen's out. Devontae Adams. Yeah. Oh, yeah. J-Tay. Yeah, Sid's got to be 6. His season's been a little unfortunate so far, but I think he'll bounce back. 0-2. Damn. 287. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a bunch of points. Next, Matt's going to hate this, but I think his team got shown for who they truly are, and that's just not that good. I get it, Mike Evans was out, but ugh. So I'm gonna have to put me at 7. Let's talk about me for a second. I mean, one, Kyler Murray, what the fuck, just absolutely fucking my team, looking like a fucking idiot out there. I don't think it's all Kyler's fault. I think it's his receivers, they're all like my size. Cliff Kingsbury looks like a fucking idiot the more and more he coaches. I think he sucks. He needs to get fired. Barkley, yep, predicted that. Huge bounce back by him. Hopefully he does drop 50 tonight so I get to 1-2, but it's looking unlikely, so I'll be 0-3. CMC's been okay, but not that RB1. That you were kind of hoping for. He hasn't really had any CMC weeks that have propelled owners to wins in the past, but he's been okay. Elijah Mitchell injured. Rashad Penny. Treylon Burks. Chris Godwin hurt. DJ Moore. Fuck him. Fuck DJ Moore. It's actually not fuck DJ Moore, though. It's fuck Baker Mayfield. Oh, that guy sucks. That guy is fucking awful. He's the wide receiver one killer. And I take back anything I've ever said about OBJ when he was on the Browns. Because that fucking man sucks. Fuck him. Devonta Smith with a nice showing. But, you know, took him a little bit to do it. Cortland Sutton looking like an every week high wide receiver two, low end wide receiver one. Just putting it together. Touchdowns yet to come because I think the offense is struggling a little bit. Russ is struggling, but damn, he looks like the alpha there, you know. And I'll take that victory lap right now. So hopefully he stays healthy and provides some monster weeks in the next coming weeks. I'm real sick of Mike Williams at this point. I think he's fucking so inconsistent. Herbert's hurt, but Jesus, he really pisses me off. I don't like Mike Williams. Dallas Goedert's okay, whatever, fuck him. So yeah, my team's not doing well. I need Chris Godwin to come back ASAP. I think that'll help a lot. I need CMC and Kyler to step up. All right, that's enough about me. Who's left?